Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have clearing skies in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 20s. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, warmer temperatures in lower 50s. For Wednesday night, mostly clear, low at 32. For Thanksgiving Day, we'll have sunny skies, highs right around 56. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, chance for some rain late. Right now, it's 23.
Your business is part of your life. Let our agents at Blue Valley Insurance customize an insurance program to help protect the business you've built. We'll get to know you and your company, matching your specific needs with a commercial policy. You can select multiple commercial packages that offer standard property or liability coverage and add other features that provide protection for unforeseen events. We're here to serve you at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A federal judge says he won't immediately rule on whether to allow testimony from Somali immigrants who lived at a Garden City apartment complex targeted in a bomb plot. Defense attorneys for three men convicted in the plot have asked that the Somalis' victim impact statements be barred from the sentencing hearing. The judge said during a hearing yesterday that he couldn't recall ever denying someone the right to be heard. The state of Kansas will pay $75,000 to settle a lawsuit alleging the Department of Children and Families failed to intervene to protect an 18-month-old girl who eventually died. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Jayla Hagg died in 2012 from blunt force injuries to the head. The girl lived with her mother in El Dorado. The suit filed by the father, Stephen Waters, accused the agency of ignoring warning signs. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders, MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
County commissioners in Sedgwick County will pay just over $77,000 to the county councilor Eric Yost in a separation agreement. Wichita Eagle reported yesterday that Yost has been on paid suspension since the 7th of this month when he released details of the commission majority's effort to oust county manager Michael Scholes and confirmed an FBI investigation of commissioners. A federal agency has found that administrators at Haskell Indian Nations University underreported crime statistics for a two-year period. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Interior also concluded in a report last week that the Lawrence School had failed to follow internal policy when handling misconduct complaints. The agency's report says university employees reported feeling bullied and intimidated by Haskell President Vanita Chenault. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Adults, this winter, have yourself a grown-up snow day with winter tires from Michelin and build a snowman on a Tuesday. Between November 14th and December 14th, you can get a $70 reward card after submission with purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
For safe winter driving all season long, get a new set of Michelin tires from Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
See MichelinMan.com/promo for details. Offer expires 12/14/2018. Void where prohibited.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a woman who fell from a moving vehicle in western Nebraska has died. The North Platte Telegraph reports that Lincoln County Sheriff's Office was notified about the incident a little after 6 o'clock last night. It happened just north of the roundabout on Link 56C on the south side of Hershey. Chief Deputy Ronald Kramer says it's unclear what happened. The vehicle driver was taken in for questioning and for drug and alcohol testing. No names have yet been released. Officials have set January 16th as the moving day for veterans to move into the new Central Nebraska Veterans Home in Kearney. Plans are for the 95 or so residents at the Grand Island Veterans Home to eat breakfast at their old home and lunch at their new home 34 miles west in Kearney. And despite some wintry weather, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reported yesterday that 88% of Nebraska's corn crop had been harvested as of Sunday. Mid-America Network News.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A 32-year-old Marysville man, Nathan L. Locke, was killed Friday afternoon in a motorcycle accident south of Frankfort. Locke was southbound on K-99, apparently went left of center, sideswiping an oncoming vehicle driven by Catherine L. Gregerson, age 21, of Herman, Nebraska. She went into the east ditch at 22nd Road. A third vehicle, also northbound, driven by Laura C. Edelman, age 20, of Sabetha, struck the motorcycle after the driver was thrown, and the motorcycle wound up in the opposite ditch. Gregerson and Edelman were not injured. Again, the fatality, 5 miles south of Frankfort Friday afternoon, was Nathan L. Locke of Marysville. A fatality accident was reported early Thursday around 1 a.m. in western Gage County. Paul Bayer, age 44, of DeWitt, was killed when his vehicle left the roadway, rolled, and overturned. The driver was ejected, again claiming the life of Paul Bayer of DeWitt. An injury accident was reported November 10th in Nemahal County. Alex D. Matson, age 17, and Tommy R. Matson, age 65, both of Vermilion, collided at the crest of a hill on A Road, a quarter mile south of 40th Road. Tommy Matson and a passenger in his vehicle were taken by private vehicle to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital, and a passenger in the other vehicle was transported by EMS to the hospital. Marshall County Commissioners heard at last Tuesday's meeting that the East River Road has been reopened through traffic after work was completed on a bridge replacement south of Osage Road that washed out with heavy rains in early September. Work continues on a bridge on 12th Road south of Matador Road. Probation was revoked and a prison sentence was implemented for a Barnston man, James Lopez, age 20. On probation since September 2017, he was sentenced last week in Gage County District Court to concurrent 18-month terms in prison and 90 days on a third charge. And the judge noted that the probation option has not worked well. City of Marysville advises they will be shutting water off for a couple of hours Tuesday beginning around 9 a.m. for residents along North 7th from North to Calhoun Street, Laramie and Jenkins from North 7th to North 8th, Ann Street from North 9th to North 10th, and on North 11th Street north to Jenkins. Those residents may be affected without water for a couple of hours Tuesday beginning around 9 a.m. Please make arrangements to save some water for drinking purposes if needed. Ronald Smith, age 85, of Oquito, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the North Elm Cemetery near Oquito.
Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ronald Smith. Fred Mann, age 89, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge for Fred Mann. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, turkey, mashed potato, wheat roll, green bean casserole, cranberry salad, and pumpkin dessert. Tomorrow, a hamburger on a wheat bun, beans, peas and carrots, and strawberries and bananas. Check out the school and community calendar. Marysville Junior High wrestlers host a double duel this afternoon. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday across the central parts of the Midwest, beautiful weather. We have a high pressure system overhead, which is going to bring us sunny skies and dry weather as we head through the day. It looks like over the next several days, if you are going to be traveling across the central parts of the Midwest, it's going to be great weather. It does look like we do have a cold front that will move in from the north, but really not going to do anything for us. Like I said, sunny skies, quiet weather through Thanksgiving before another system moves in, bring us a chance of rain showers Thursday night into Friday. So looking at the forecast across that area for today, clearing skies in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the lower 50s. For Wednesday night, mostly clear, low at 32. As into Thanksgiving Day, we'll have sunny skies, high at 56. And Thursday night, chance of rain showers late. That's looking at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-November, 53, record high on this date, 79 in 2007. The average low, 31, the record low is 9 degrees in 1914. Sunset this evening, 5:05, sunrise in the morning at 7:12. Clear skies ahead of sunrise, 25 degrees this morning in Marysville, the winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 20th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Land O' Lanes believes in time spent with friends, a laid-back atmosphere, and good food made right. So come on in and sit for a spell. Enjoy the full bar and relax while they turn fresh ingredients into a delicious meal just for you. When busy days have got you stressed, unwind with a leisurely meal at Land O' Lanes.
An offensive explosion on Monday Night Football. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. In a highly anticipated matchup, the Rams and Chiefs combined for over 1,000 total yards and over 100 points. He fires right sideline. Gerald Everett, caught over the shoulder at the 10, tiptoes the sideline. Touchdown, LA! On KSPN, Jared Goff hit Gerald Everett for a 40-yard touchdown to put L.A. on top. With less than 2 minutes left, they held on to win 54-51 in the third highest-scoring game in NFL history. The Chiefs becoming the first ever NFL team to lose while scoring 50 points as Pat Mahomes tossed 6 TDs and was picked off 3 times. In the NBA, Kemba Walker dropped 43 on the Celtics.
Kemba's got it all the way to the rack. Can he finish? He does with a Euro step. Sweet move, and he